This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is USA Prepares. And, you know, if you'd like to call us today, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vin Fennelli. Doc Ram's with us. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you. Well, I mean for the good morning thing. Yeah, good morning. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, I got a call last night, and it was from Europe, and it was P.J. Barden, and he does the Barden Report on Republic Broadcasting. And he we were talking about the election and Donald Trump and so forth, and then he asked me the question. I was kind of hoping he wouldn't ask me. He said, did you vote? I said, no. No, I didn't vote for in the presidential selection. And boy, he came down on me. He was really annoyed with me because I did not vote for or cast my opinion for who would be selected by the Electoral College, because my opinion has no bearing. And he was really, really genuinely upset with me for not voting. And then a couple minutes later, he invited me to be on the air with him on Saturday.
He would have, you know, values. People have different values, and you can't judge a person that way. It's not right, because often the values are indicative of where you grew up, like, you know, Christianity and Hinduism. If you had been born in India, your values would have been quite different than being born here in the United States. A lot of people think that, you know, it's an important thing to exercise your right to vote. It is. But it is also a right to protest and not participate in things that you don't believe in. And that's also your right. And right now, you know, I could go either way in terms of those particular specific values, because I have to tell you that none of what happened is real. And December 9th, when the Electoral College does or does not actually give the presidency to Donald Trump, based on popular as opposed to electoral college votes. Look, it was Trump that said himself that the thing is rigged. It is. And nothing that is happening today is actually real or reflective of the true values and needs of America. And I am embarrassed now to be called an American. I feel ugly. And I didn't do it. And I know that I'm a good person, and yet I'm embarrassed when I talk to friends in Mexico or other places like that. I have friends in Canada that are wondering what I'm going to do now. Are we going to have a revolution? Are we going to have a war? Are we going, you know, I mean, the questions can continue to go on. And frankly, I haven't got a clue what's going to happen next.
Well, I'm with you. You know, I'm certainly not happy. And I'm certainly not happy with what has happened for the last bunch of presidencies.
You know, just in Portland, Oregon, where I live, I don't live in Portland. Portland's up north of me, but in Portland, they had a bunch of riots on the Trump riots. They're all over the country. 75% of the people participating in those riots were not even from Oregon. How does that work? They had one. They interviewed a couple of kids. One was 18. He voted for the first time, and he voted for Clinton and thought that Donald Trump was a buffoon. Well, an 18-year-old having that level of opinion is laudable, and I'm impressed. And yet, the kid was not from Oregon. How does that work? Why is he rioting in Oregon? I have a lot of questions. I don't believe that any of it is true. I think there's shills going on. Certainly, the athletes that are banning the Trump hotels now have a right to do that. I remember when they wouldn't want to do it down in the South because of prejudice and discrimination. Vincent, are you there? Did I lose you?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I just had a small technical difficulty.
Isn't it amazing how it always seems to happen when we're about to do something like this?
Yeah, yeah. I was on the phone last night. I got I had a chance to talk with one of my college friends. She and I were lab partners back at the university in the 70s, and
wow.
She sent me an email and said, you know, how you doing? And so when I was on the phone with her, she said, I haven't seen her in the last, maybe 15 years or so. And she said, I checked the arrest records to see if you were okay, to see if you've been arrested. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm
radical
serious.
You, huh?
Well, I don't know why she didn't just call the house. Well, she had a whole bunch of phone numbers in.
Yeah.
And so she didn't call the house, but she was concerned that I was arrested and have disappeared. So she wanted to make sure I was okay. And I thought that was kind of interesting. But we talked about the election, and so I said, well, did you vote? She said yes, and she asked me if I did, and I said no, and I explained why, and she thought that was reasonable. So we're talking about, you know, a very educated person. She's the chairwoman of a department in a college, so she's bright, she's, you know, on top of what's happening. But we talked about, I said, well, why don't you just go to a search engine and type in Clinton, comma, deaths, D-E-A-T-H-S, and see what happens. And so we talked about, you know, the number of mysterious deaths around the Clinton family, and I explained how dangerous it would be to be a friend of the Clintons. It would, you know, tend to shorten a person's life expectancy. Yeah. And so we went over that, and, you know, when we were done, I think she had realized that, yeah, I guess her vote didn't count. Her husband's vote didn't count. None of her children's votes counted. Of course, mine, if I had voted, didn't count. And that's just the way it is. And so over the years, I was thinking about the people whom I supported. Initially, I supported Ron Paul. That didn't work out. I voted for H. Ross Perot. That didn't work out. The guys who I think are the best candidates don't seem to make it. So now
what
I'm wondering,
when none of them are considered even valid candidates, you know, like this election, neither is truly what I would call presidential material. You know, I would have thought that our president is supposed to reflect our most educated and most scholarly.
Well, Donald Trump is supposedly a man of an IQ of 120 or so, maybe up to 130. George W. Bush was the selected person to be at the head of corporate U.S., and his IQ was the lowest of all the presidents. You know, he even had what was called Bushisms. And one of the things that he said, if I'm not mistaken, is he's been misunderestimated all his life. It's not even a word.
misunderestimated.
Yeah, I've been misunderestimated.
Yeah, well, they now have a computer that does that. But, you know, I have to say that the whole thing is creepy, yeah, and that I just don't get it. I don't get it. Trump may still not become our president.
Well, it would be a terrible thing if he's taken
that
out.
Would cause a revolution for sure. You know, if the Electoral College reversed for the first time in history, yeah, and they could December 9th, and Soros, who's also a criminal, it said so, is that the fix was on, and that this would happen, and that at some point, when they tried to give the Electoral College tried to give the presidency to Clinton, she would not be able to be found, like habeas corpus.
And there's a name that just came up this morning, Henry Kissinger.
There's your boy from Brazil.
That is scary to me. And I'll tell you what happened. Maybe this is coincidence, but let me explain it. Bob Chapman used to be on the air with me 2 hours a week, and it was great. It was really great. And one day I asked him, I said, so who are these, you know, these people who are really running the world? And I mentioned Kissinger's name. And I said, what position would he be, you know, ranking from number one to, you know, lower? And he said 15, number 15. The next thing I know, we were talking about Henry Kissinger. Bob gets sick. He has a pancreas problem. And I would say within a few months, he was dead, Bob Chapman. And he was absolutely brilliant. He was, he owned a newsletter called The International Forecaster. And it would come out a couple times a week, and we'd receive it here at the farm. And he was right about so many things. And so he talked about Henry Kissinger, and then he dies. Then I was on the air with Larry Nichols, a Clinton insider. And, you know, so who's Henry Kissinger? And I hear, to my shock, that's above my pay grade. I believe that was a quote. I may be wrong, but that's pretty much what he didn't want to talk about Henry Kissinger. So it seems like Henry Kissinger is the guy in the shadows that people are afraid to discuss.
Now, is he a Zionist by any chance?
I don't know much about him, but you know, he seems to be involved in world affairs, and I'll tell you what, if any of you know who Henry Kissinger is, give us a call, and you can call us at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. So the question is, who's Henry Kissinger? Doc Ram and I will be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Ram's with us, and you mentioned Henry Kissinger. So, according to Wikipedia, Henry Alfred Kissinger was born in 1923. It says he's an American diplomat and a political scientist. He serves as a national security advisor. He served as a national security advisor in the, and later as the United States Secretary of State in the administrations of Nixon and Gerald Ford. And there are plenty of posts that say that Henry Kissinger, I'm looking at another one, Henry Kissinger, he's, according to this post called The Poison Apples, the Poison Apple of the World.com. Henry Kissinger, it looks like, is quoted as saying, military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. And then it says, Henry Kissinger, the most evil Zionist. So I'll put these posts on the website for those who want to see them. But there's another thing. You mentioned George Soros. George Soros's real name is George Schwartz. And it says that he, let's see, where was this about? That he is a has dual citizenship, United States and Hungary. So that's interesting. So he has dual citizenship. So where is his loyalty?
Yeah, I don't have a clue in any of this stuff. I much prefer to be a nerd, not involve myself with these kinds of people. But thank God. I did have an opportunity to get to know Richard Nixon. And I actually got a chance to go inside the Oval Office representing certain branches of disclosure, and it was the military. And I found him extremely intelligent, but he got caught. And I'm wondering what the action is between the FBI and Hillary Clinton. I'm wondering why that happened as it did. I'm certain there's a real interesting story there.
You mean why they were going to investigate her, then they weren't, then they were, then they're not?
Yeah, exactly. The on-again, off-agains, and the releases of certain specific emails that she had covered up. She's a bad person. Her husband was a bad person. And I think anything that they have to do, like out here in Burns, Oregon, is very, very bad. Right now, most all of our natural resources now have been given to China. That Burns, Oregon event was about the Clinton Foundation giving a Class 1 uranium mine to Russia. And people were killed because of it as a plausible deniability thing. Everybody that was involved, including those that pleaded guilty, are now no longer being charged. There's more going on here, and I don't know that we'll ever really know the full story of what's going on, other than once they had tomography, they knew where everything was in the world underground. And then the world started to change because of the minerals and mining and logging and all the rest of it that's going on right now. It's I feel like we're being duped, and that there's something way more sinister going on than just the one percenters. I have to believe that there's other kinds of entities that are involved in the development of the human race. I think something else is going on here, and I probably will never really get a no. I've been invited to Mexico again. The big thing that I did where I got to meet the president of Mexico and everything back in 2014 is now going to have another one in 2017, a huge conference inviting some very heavy names, and it's about UFO disclosure. Now, I don't know what I'm part of anymore.
UFO disclosure, and that was, by the way, that was something that Bill Clinton was very, very interested in. He wanted to know if there were UFOs, and from what I understand, he was told that his security clearance wasn't high enough. When we come back, can we talk a little bit about what your thoughts are on UFOs? Doc Rand, we'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black day of God, you're
take my when you go to the
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Doc Ram's with us. DocRam.com, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you'd like to, oh, by the way, if you'd like to go to a gun show this weekend, Wichita, Kansas, Cartersville, Georgia, Nashville, Tennessee, RK Gun Shows, RKShows.com, Wichita, Kansas, Cartersville, Georgia, Nashville, Tennessee, all this weekend, November 19 and 20. Rick, UFOs, what are they? And are they real?
Well, yes, of course they're real. They're unidentified. So where did they come from? That's unidentified. I don't know. We've had Foo Fighters that have been filmed. We have had UFO sightings over Mount Rainier in the early 50s that were unidentified. Throughout history, there are drawings on, you know, cave walls where they've actually witnessed them. So do I believe that UFO exists? Yes, I do. Do I believe that we have UFO? Yes, probably we do. I believe that we're being visited. I can't prove it. It is a personal belief, just like I believe in faith and other kinds of things. This is something that without evidence, of supporting evidence, I absolutely know there's something else going on. I have personally witnessed artifacts that were not from anything in our current civilization, whether they were from a previous civilization that had technologies we did not, and or alien technologies, I don't know. It's always like that. It's like you have just enough to spur your peak of interest, and you know something's going on, but not enough to actually confirm it.
I met Al Bielek back in the 90s, and he claimed at that time that he and his brother Cameron were part of the Philadelphia experiment in the Philadelphia Naval Harbor, and that the during World War II, the U.S. Navy was very interested in making ships invisible because we were taking some hits and our ships were being sunk, so the Navy was interested in making ships invisible. And he said that Nikola Tesla was involved, Robert Von Neumann, and ultimately Albert Einstein was involved in the work there to try to make the ship, this test ship, the USS Eldridge, invisible. And there was an accident, as he said, and this accident caused a hole to be made in time. And he said, through that hole, that is the hole through which the craft came and crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. Have you heard that?
No, not that particular element of it. I am familiar with the Philadelphia experiments, of course, and have my own opinions on what I think happened there. I know John Hutchinson, Hutchinson Effect, who is essentially trying to duplicate some of those things, working with harmonics in radar. How that all works, stay tuned. It's like technologies where dance and music or sound was used to change space-time. We know that that's possible because I've seen and witnessed things like Ghost Dance and the Whirling Dervish. And so I know that there's something else going on in that arena, but I don't have a clue yet what it means. It's outside my understanding of physics. Right now I'm writing on time travel and can tell you that time is not at all what we think it is. And so, are UFOs real? Listen, Boeing right now has a magnetic monopole. They absolutely do. It is obviously being used for some kind of a craft that balances itself on a space-time curvature. And whether they're using three or four magnetic monopoles like you would a chair in balancing for a union, I don't know how that all works, but I do know that we have that technology. We have teleportation technologies right now. So I don't know what it all means.
When you say magnetic monopole, are you talking about some kind of a thrust engine that can be used?
It's not an engine.
Propel?
It's a one-sided magnetic monopole. Mono meaning one. That means it's either negative or positive, and the lines are coming out of it or the lines are going into it, but that it goes outward. And we have theoretically proposed such a concept. I have written some technical papers on that event, and now we have it. How it's being deployed in aircraft and or other kinds of vehicles, I don't know. I know that
as you mentioned that monopole, I was thinking, wouldn't that be technology that could be used to propel something through space. And then as you described it further, I was thinking, couldn't this be used as a weapon to disrupt, you know, all kinds of things that
there's all kinds of things that you can do with it, just like artificial intelligence. Right now, people do not realize that we now have a technology that is more dangerous than nuclear energy. The artificial intelligence and the D-wave technology of artificial intelligence has the potential of, you know, people like Elon Musk and others are talking about us being trapped in a computer simulation. And when you realize that the Earth is made of silicone, you know, that's another kind of life form. And that's what we call computer chips. And so I don't know. I can speculate because I love science fiction. I am your Huckleberry in that regard. But I don't know.
When you say trapped inside a simulation, are you saying something like we have computers running everything? We have computers. I have an old Mercedes, and this darn thing will not let me start it and then put it in drive or reverse or neutral. The gear shift lever is absolutely positively stuck. It's stuck because of a computer control. And so I have to manually override. I literally have to stick a pen, the diameter, like a Bic pen, inside this secret compartment that Mercedes puts there to override the computer control that will not let me put the transmission in.
Yeah, there's a series on TV that people could watch that if they're not sure what I'm talking about, called Person of Interest. And it is well done, well written, and semi-accurate in regard to what I think and understand is going on with artificial intelligence. And right now, this kind of life form is able to go into universes that a man cannot. Further, they're now, just as of yesterday in Futurism Journal, they're talking about giving AIs the ability to feel pain. Now, imagine where this may go when we start to get into Kurzweil and his transhumanism. There's something else going on here, and time and space are not what we think they are, and when we do things like the Philadelphia experiment, we are left with more questions than we have answers.
So do you think that it's possible that there was an accident during Philadelphia?
Dr. Carl Schleicher, one of my mentors, did the Philadelphia experiments, and basically they were working with radar systems to create an object that was invisible to radar. And what happened next was a seemingly spatial distortion that occurred that allowed several different kinds of things to fall into the same space together. Now, we know that a chair is not solid, that it's basically composed of mostly empty space. And what happened was that several things occupied that same location, including several human beings. And they were killed, of course. But we don't understand what that meant because we still don't have an accurate understanding yet on what space or time actually are.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. What actually is time?
Well, there it is. That's what I'm trying to write about now. It is the moment. And it's a cavitation ball. It's like when a drop of water falls from the sky and hits a pool of water, there's the drop of water pops back up into the air, only it's not a drop of water anymore. It is a bubble trapping air inside it. And it's in a topological metaphor, where it's turning inside out as a topological surface. It's called a cavitation ball, and we observe it in the most simplest of processes, where we have a screw on a submarine or something going through the water, creating a bunch of little air bubbles. They're not air bubbles, but that's what they are. They're called cavitation bubbles. And that has now become the foundation of understanding how the Casimir effect works and cold fusion processes, found in the leading edge of a wave that allows you to be able to surf. We're now only just now understanding how these processes work, and we observe them doing strange things to space-time, and yet we have no idea yet what it all means.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. What is cavitation? And it appears that there are these air bubbles that
Yesterday on Facebook, I posted they have found a second phase of liquid water that is very interesting. And I posted that on my Facebook page at docram.com. Now, that is the breakthrough. We are now discovering that water is not what we thought it is. It has a whole bunch of different elements to it, including ortho and para water. You know, levo rotary, where it's the dipole moment is going off in that direction rather than this direction. And so there are two kinds of water in the, and then we have the isotopes, you know.
And that was another question I had about sea levels rising.
You know what I mean? Every time I make a discovery, there are more questions than there are answers.
Absolutely right. And so one of those questions is, you know, sea levels rising. We've learned that, you take ice and it melts, and it, even though it's bigger.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. So clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I may have a bit of good news. Breaking news. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, resigns. And, you know, as appointed persons in the administration, they're required when the term of their CEO is over, they're required to turn in letters of resignation. Well, James Clapper has already done that, so it's great. It's just a good first step to have some new blood in there, different blood. You know, that's in concert with never reelect anyone. So that's great news. James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, resigning, and he's going to stay through the end of the term, but he's leaving, which is wonderful. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, Ben. Hello, Dr. Rick.
Hey.
I just wanted to say one thing that you mentioned earlier, Bill Clinton asking about UFOs and told that it was he didn't have a high enough security clearance. Well, yes. I have a close friend who relative. I'm going to talk around this because when I tell you what they said, it might even now have some ramifications. But anyway, what I got from very good authority, a certain relative was very connected. And whenever Bill Clinton, Ted Kennedy, he moved in those circles, and he said he was sitting down in the Cape, I guess at Chappaquiddick, where they had the Kennedy compound. He goes, Bill Clinton was there, Senator Ed Kennedy, and spent the afternoon, and it was leisurely and off the record. And he said that Bill Clinton, out of the blue, just popped it to Senator Kennedy, who was pretty powerful and been around and might have heard some things. He says, what are UFOs? So Kennedy shot right back at him and said, if you want to get on the track, you should look into USOs, unidentified submerged objects. And he said they didn't talk much more beyond that. He just gave them that one line to say, go in that direction. And I know that they've seen a lot of things. D.B. Cooper, I think, no, not D.B. Cooper. There was another man, Mr. Cooper. He had a talk program that was maybe, they're not sure, but they think he was murdered by the police.
His name was Bill Cooper, William Cooper.
Yeah. Well, he said that when he was in the Navy, him and the men on watch saw a very large saucer-type craft come out of the water, tilt, and go right into the atmosphere. And then after maybe a half hour or so, in the same general vicinity, he saw it come down and re-enter the ocean. And he said that basically they investigated it, and they had an intelligence officer from the Navy come down. He goes, as soon as the man asked Mr. Cooper what, Bill Cooper, what he saw, he says, the previous guy, he goes, as soon as the guy started talking about the man, vociferously swore at him. And the guy got mad and walked away. And he goes, when Bill came, he realized what he was doing. They wanted to hush the whole thing up. So they were telling him, basically, don't ever mention this again. And Bill Cooper said, I didn't see anything. Nothing at all, sir. And he goes, you'll go far in the Navy.
I used to listen to Bill Cooper on shortwave radio. I thought he was absolutely fabulous, and then he was murdered, right?
That's what they never really clarified it, but you know, and I know, where the Blue Plague is involved, you're not going to get the right story because they're going to cover their assets, so to speak.
I thought William Cooper was absolutely fabulous, and his broadcast, I believe, was called The Hour of the Time, if I'm not mistaken.
Something from some of the old things I've read. If I may just say this, and I won't hold you gentlemen up, you know who I think would be a very interesting occasional guest that I'm sure both of you have listened to? He was kind of the Art Bell of yesteryear, and he went off about 6 years ago for health reasons, was Chuck Harder from For the People.
I met Chuck Harder in Florida. I met him at. I went down to see the Telford Hotel. So I drove down there with Mrs. Finelli, and I was looking for him, and I couldn't find him. So I saw this large vehicle and a big guy in it, and it was at the drive-through of McDonald's. So I parked my car, ran over to him, and I said, "Are you Chuck Harder?" And he said, "Yeah," and he was getting his lunch. And then he took off. But so I saw him, but that was it. George, did you want to hold on?
No, that's okay. Thank you. Good talking to
Great.
You.
Great. Okay. Good talking with you. Yeah, I'll see if I can find contact information for Chuck Harder. And I used to listen to him as well, his broadcast. He had a publication, For the People. And I think that was the name of his broadcast. We'll be right back. Class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.